Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. Peter and I are taking a little summer hiatus to prepare for our very exciting relaunch of the podcast coming up later this fall.
That is correct, Lee. And in preparation, in the coming weeks, we will be coming to you, our incredible kid listeners, to ask you to write us some brand new stories.
More on that soon, but while we're away, we're going to keep putting out episodes with a grab bag of some of our favorite unreleased stories.
Today, we're giving you two more awesome stories from our Story Pirates radio archives.
This first story was written by a kindergartner from Pilot Grove, Missouri, named Ashlyn.
And Ashlyn's story is called, Where's Your Diaper?
And now, a note from the author.
This story is nonfiction. That means it's true.
We now present Ashlyn Clemens' masterwork entitled, Where's Your Diaper?
One night, my brother took his diaper off.
Ah!
How did it get this far? How did things get so crazy? To find out, we'll have to go all the way back to the beginning.
The beginning.
All right, Ashlyn, it's time for you to go to bed.
Okay, Dad, but what about my baby brother?
Don't you worry, dear. Your brother's going to bed, too. Right after I put him in a fresh diaper. There you go. Ready for bed.
You know, Dad, baby brother seems extra wiggly tonight.
You know, you're right. And extra giggly.
And extra dancey.
Wow. Look at that baby wiggle, giggle, dance. You know, it makes me wonder, are there ants in his pants?
Oh, baby brother, you're so silly. You too, Dad.
Guilty as charged. All right, let's get you to bed.
Good night, baby brother.
Meanwhile, in the diaper.
Gather round, my fellow ants. Is everyone here?
We're here, boss.
That's right, all 100 of us.
Let's do roll call. Michael.
Here.
Cynthia.
Present.
Trevor.
Here.
93 ants later.
Seamus.
Top of the morning.
Tony.
Hey.
And Hercules.
I am here.
Excellent. Great job sneaking in, everyone.
Yeah, you can say that again. We were so quiet when we snuck in that house that no one heard a thing.
Not that, Dad. Not that, Goyle. And not even this baby in whose diaper we're hiding.
Great. And now that everyone in the house is asleep, we can enact our dastardly plan.
What's our plan again?
Seriously, does anyone even pay attention? Okay, for the last time, here is the plan. We break into the house, we sneak into the diaper, then we pull at the diaper until it falls off.
I totally knew that.
Okay, and why are we doing this?
Because it will be hilarious. Duh, guys. A baby with no diaper can really make a mess of things. Think about it.
Oh.
I see it
right, Mackie.
Oh, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, man, that's why you're in charge.
Okay, everyone get a hold of the diaper on the count of three. One, two, three, pull! The diaper is loose! Run away!
I am Hercules.
The next morning.
Rise and shine, Ashlyn. It's time to get ready for school.
Oh, good morning, Dad. Shall we wake up baby brother?
Oh, good idea. Let's see how he slept. Good morning, baby.
Oh, no! Oh, why? Why?
Oh, whatever is the matter, Dad?
Oh, the baby lost his diaper.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, sweetie, how do I put this? You know how Daddy has his office, mm-hmm. and that's where he does his business?
Yeah.
Well, babies have their own office of sorts where they can do their business, and that office is the diaper.
Hmm.
Can you imagine if Daddy didn't have his office? His business would get all over the place. It's the same with the baby. Without a diaper, all he has is his crib to do his business.
Dad, what are you talking about?
Think about it.
Oh. Ew.
See what I mean? Now I have to throw out this yucky crib and get a new one.
Gabba-beba.
Gross.
And from that day forward, Ashlyn's brother always gets a new diaper before bedtime and before school starts, just in case.
Narrator, why are you so giggly?
Am I so giggly?
And so wiggly.
Whoa!
And so dancy.
Ayatatatata-ha!
You must have...
ants in my pants!
All right, ants. One, two, three, pull!
Ah! My diaper!
The end.
Lee, do you think that there is anything funnier than diapers?
No, it's the first joke that any of us ever learn is diapers and what goes into those diapers.
Which we shall never say, but it's a whole bunch of business.
And it's a whole bunch of business.
Lee, I've got two children. It's a whole bunch of business.
I've heard about your children a lot, and I understand there's a lot of business going on in those diapers.
Let's just call them business majors.
Ooh.
Anyway, this next story comes to us from a first grader from Uvalde, Texas, named Macy.
And Macy's story is called
Funny Bunny Holiday.
It's the first day of spring, so come on down for Funny Bunny Holiday.
Funny Bunny Holiday.
That's right. Funny Bunny Holiday is about the most fun our town has all year. Bring your family, bring your friends. Heck, bring all your friends. We got enough bunnies for everyone.
Hi, I'm Macy, and I brought my best friend, Abby.
That's me.
This you gal's first time at Funny Bunny Holiday?
Sure is.
Well, turn up your ears and let me tell you all about it. First, say hello to our bunnies.
I don't see any bunnies.
Oh, don't you fret, Missy. We've lit over 100 candles all over the town. Bunnies can't resist candles.
Well, I don't think bunnies actually like
candles, Miss. Hold on. Here they come.
100 bunnies all running our way.
Whoa!
Okay, bunnies, get in the pool.
The pool?
Well, sure. All the bunnies have to get in the town swimming pool.
Why?
Why, how else are we gonna shoot them with guns? With water guns. Didn't I say water guns the first time? I'm pretty sure I did. Anyhow, here's your water guns. Now get going and squirt some bunnies.
Yeah!
Funny Bunny Holiday. First, you hit the bunny with a water stream.
I got you in my crosshairs, bunny.
Then you get to hug and hold the bunny. Then you pinch him on the henny. Then you set them free in the seashells.
See you next spring.
Oh, bye-bye, bunny. Well, what are you waiting for? Come on down.
Cashews, get your cashews.
Did I mention the all-you-can-eat cashews? I'm pretty sure I did.
It's time to light the candles. Get your bathing suit and sandals. We all fly off our handles. Funny Bunny Holiday. It's squirt, hug, pinch the henny. It's the bunny's destiny.
12 guest shoes for a penny.
Funny Bunny Holiday.
And...
Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays at our theater in Midtown Manhattan. Go to storypirates.com and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets.
And do us a favor and go to iTunes and rate us and review us there so that more people can find out about this podcast.
And tell your friends.
Yeah, why not? Tell them.
They would love it.
And they'll thank you.
And you have yourselves a wonderful afternoon, evening, night. We don't know when you're listening to this.
We literally have zero idea. All we know is it's probably August.
Probably.
The worst month.
Bye!
Bye!
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.